Hi, I'm Lara. Welcome to Words of Peace. In this week's episode, we feature highlights from Prem Rao at speaking in Sydney, Australia. We also spoke to some people and asked them, do you think the need for a peaceful life is innate? I hope you enjoy this week's episode.
Why peace? The world will tell you, this is what the world needs, this is what the world needs, this is what the world needs. But 7 billion people on the face of this earth are crying out for one thing and one thing alone, and that is peace. And peace is not the absence of war. Thank you for coming today to hear what I have to say. Now, of course, whatever it is that I have to say is pretty straightforward, it's pretty simple. Because it is not about trying to get something new. It is about exploring what you already have. So in a way, it's a little bit different that I'm here. And I'm here to tell you what you already have. Nothing new. But of course it's new. When people talk about contentment, we think, oh, what's he talking about? What is this voodoo-foodoo stuff? What is this? You know, because we're like, you can't be content in your... Do you know what we have predisposed ourselves to? Hey, wake up. This is life. Of course you're going to be miserable. And if you don't like being miserable, get over it. Grow up. Oh, let me preface this a little bit. So, it's been cold. Coming out of your winter, spring is coming, almost here. Feels like it's almost here, some days. How about a nice vacation on a nice white sandy beach, warm, crystal clear water? How does that sound? No sharks. Sounds pretty good, doesn't it? This is a lot of people. I mean, I know in England they're always selling that stuff. Go out there and, well, you know, for this package deal, we'll fly you out there. And so, sounds great. So, you like ocean? Oh, that lovely air, salt water. There's a caveat. You know what the caveat is? If somebody says, I'll take you in the middle of the Pacific Ocean and drop you off, and it is beautiful, crystal clear water all around. The caveat is the ocean is fine. So far, I have access to land. Because you don't have an option. Same way. Same way. The desire to be fulfilled was not taught to you. The desire to be fulfilled is innate, and you do not have an option but to listen to it. So, let's listen to it. What's going to happen? What's going to happen if you did?
I think the need for a peaceful life is... Oh, it's probably built into us, but it's also, I think, something that we have to learn as well. I mean, I always think about Buddhists and the fact that they practice their whole life to find that inner peace and that sanctum. So I think you definitely need to learn it.
It's our innate desire to live peacefully. We're not harmful creatures naturally.
Is the need for a peaceful life built into us? Well, my sense is it is. I think our natural state is to is to be in harmony.
You want me to tell you the biggest myth in the world? Biggest myth? Lie? The biggest lie is that if you started pursuing joy and happiness in your life, that'll be the end of your job. You will become a vegetable. You will have no interest in men or women as appropriate. You will not want a car. You will abandon all luxuries of life. It's a lie. Because a car cannot give you happiness, nor can it take away your happiness. It is an innate metallic object. Not possible. Your job may be able to take away your happiness. It's only your effort that gives you the happiness. But it is incapable. Incapable if you do not allow it to either add to your happiness or subtract from your happiness. It's up to you. People see these people, monks who have abandoned everything, gone to a monastery, and they go, I don't want to become like that. The question I have about monks is, why do they do that? A lot of monks, being from India, they shave off their hair, they put on the saffron, and they're abandoning the world. So why are they advertising to the world that I have left the world? It is for the world that they wear. I mean, they know what they know. But it is to show everybody else, oh, by the way, I have abandoned you. Look at me, I have abandoned you. We pretend that the one we are looking for, what we want in our life, is nowhere near us. Where? Where's God? So you know what I do? I take that finger and I go, Here. Here. Within you. In you. That's not an appropriate place. This is. This is the place that is beautiful. This is the place where there is the need, there is the want, there is the temple of the heart. They're selling this makeup. It's called nude. And it's supposed to give you this radiating glow. And I always find that fascinating too, because when people pass away, they put a lot of makeup on them. I mean, and the point is, so this person will look good. I mean, he's in a casket. Everybody is here because they found out he died. But, oh, he looks lovely. If he looks so lovely, you're really gonna bury him 6 feet under the ground? I mean, you better not look lovely. Your friends might go, oh, he looks lovely, let's put him down 6 feet under the ground. No. I ask, this is classic stuff. I ask people, I say, if God came to your door and knocked, what would you do? See, already, I can hear your thoughts. You're thinking so loud. I can hear them. I would open the door. I would be so touched. I would welcome. I would this. I would that. Because somebody who truly understands would say, God has always been knocking at my door. Not out there. Not on a wooden door, but on this door. Why? Not to call me outside, but to call me within, to that realm that exists inside of me. The question of setting up somebody, saying, and what would you do? What would you do?
If God knocked on my door, I'd be very surprised, and I'd probably invite her in for a tango and a drink. I'd probably just ask him if I'm on the right path.
And probably just give him a cup of tea and have a chat. I'd probably have a lot to learn from him.
Yeah, I just like a chat and maybe like just look around. Maybe just look around at all he's created or she, you know, just enjoy. Maybe go to a park and stare at the sky or something.
First of all, I would like to know who's him. Who are you? Where you came from? What are we doing here? And like, what are the things happening? What is, you know, like the next step of the humans? Yeah, I would like to know those things.
You can go off on tangent of your thoughts. Well, I would. But that's not it. Within you is also a knock that has been knocking since your childhood. And what you have been practicing, I don't want to offend you, I'll explain, is ignorance. So please don't feel offended. Because let me explain the root word of ignorance. You know what it is? Ignore. Ignorance is to ignore. Look it up. I did. That's why I'm telling you this. Look it up. Ignore. So, that's what we have gotten good at. Ignoring. The knock. Ignore. 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 Someday, after I retire, I'm too busy. I'm too young for this stuff. I'm too young to be happy. Oh, God, no, I'm too young. Ignore. Every excuse in the book, you'll become a vegetable. Do I look like a vegetable to you? People look at me and go, he talks about peace. That's him. Not a vegetable. Serious, not a smile. I think everything is funny. I even think the fact that people ignore is funny. And I think that they don't know the meaning of ignorance is also very funny. Because instead of this large, vast ocean of ignorance, all it really means is you've been ignoring. Stop ignoring and everything will be fine. Just like that. All you have to do is not ignore. That's all. Wow. You mean finding peace is that easy? Don't ignore and you'll find it? Absolutely. Absolutely. What are you? Who are you? You are inseparable from the quest for peace. Inseparable. The time has come in your life to be the warrior you are. The time has come to put down the disguise of ignorance and put on your shining armor. You, I know some of you, are waiting for the angel to come and rescue you. Put all that is wrong right. And I say to you, that angel has come, and that angel is not me. But that angel is you. You can make a difference in your life. How? This is where I come in. My forte isn't talking. That's not my forte. My forte is I can get you in touch with that experience that is inside of you. Now those are big words, very bold words. But they're not a problem for me. For you, they may be. How's he gonna do that? Me, I know. A lot of people come to me and say, you know, can I really have peace in my life? Not a problem. Relax. Where do I begin? And this is what I say to people. This is where you begin. First step of that ladder inside of you, going inside of you, the first step of that ladder is understand with no uncertainty that what you're looking for is inside of you. That's important. Because you've been looking like this. And who you need to be looking at is you. And a lot of people go, but if I was to get, this is what Socrates said. Remember? College days, Socrates, know thyself. You think he was just trying to irk you? Now, what can I tell these people that'll really irk them? Know thyself.
Know thyself means, to me, know exactly what you want to do in life. Not so much to make a plan for your life, but just know who you are and what you want to do.
I think Socrates had a lot of free time on his hand if he said know yourself, because if you're busy, you really just have time to just have fun and keep moving forward.
The knowing oneself is actually what we do in the silence, the pauses in between social interaction. And it's, I think it's something you develop as you're older.
Really listening to, you know, my soul, my heart, whatever you want to call it. I think that's, to me, is knowing myself and working towards accepting myself.
People go, but if I know myself, if I start to know myself, could that be scary? Should be. God knows what you've been practicing. But fortunately, it isn't. Fortunately, it isn't. Because whatever you think of yourself, that is not you, my friends. That is not you. That is not you. What is you is beautiful. What is you is incredible. What is you is divine. Impeccable. Just remember this. This is very good at some things and terrible at others. This is very good at something and terrible at others. Just know what this is good at and know what this is good at. You have a rolling pin at home, right? In your kitchen? Rolling pin? Very good for rolling dough. Terrible for cutting vegetables. A knife, very good for cutting vegetables, terrible at rolling dough. If you don't know the difference, I don't want to eat what you cook. Whatever you do in your life, practice that is most important to you. That you want to be good at. And I'm not even going to tell you what that should be. I'm not a preacher. I'm not a preacher. All I see is a lit candle has one power. Besides giving light, it has one power. You know what that power is? A lit candle can light unlit candles. That's what I do. If an unlit candle was to come to me, I will do everything that I can do to light it. Because then it can be on its way, lighting its path and lighting whatever it wants to light. That's all I have to say. Now, wasn't that simple? You did laugh. It's the most laughable subject there is. Like I said before, what you're looking for, you search for all your life, and it was always there. Hilarious! Hilarious! You mean you didn't have to do this and didn't have to do that and didn't have to memorize that and didn't have to go? No. People say the Lord's Prayer, "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven." People forget that. They've got it memorized, but they forget what it means. on earth as it is in heaven. This is where that heaven will be. And not knowing that is the greatest hell. I wish you the greatest heaven in your life. I wish you clarity in your life. I wish you joy in your life. And I know my wishing isn't going to make any difference. Because if it did, I could wish a lot of things for myself too. So it's not going to make any difference. But, the day you begin to wish it for yourself, then it will happen. Then it will happen. Thank you so much for coming. Good night, and enjoy your life. Thank you.
That's it for this week. Prem Rawat's message is more than words. If you'd like to know more, call this number or visit this website. See you next week.